This is William Hill's In Play Radio. Email us inplayradio@williamhill.co.uk. Contact us on Twitter at Will Hill In Play. In Play Radio, your eyes on a world of sport.
The Germans snuck through, really, didn't they, on penalties. A lot of people saying that they scarcely deserved to get through that match. But the USA haven't been overly impressive throughout the tournament. I always like to look at collateral form, and probably the standout performance for Germany was that 4-1 win over Sweden. And you look at how the USA struggled to get past Sweden, 0-0 it was. And have Germany got the edge here, as the bookies suggest?
I think they definitely have. You said, I mean, Germany's squeezed by France. France should have that game wrapped up. They had a chance in the opening minutes, had a chance right at the end. Gaetan Terry missed an absolute sitter. And then as soon as you missed that, you kind of thought, yeah, Germans on penalties, you can't bet against that. And yeah, the USA have sort of, they've stuttered. They get by on their physicality and their strength and that stamina they've got. And that's what helped them beat Australia. Sort of Sweden matched them on that. And they've done enough. I mean, China in that quarterfinal didn't really. They turned up for the draw, and as soon as USA got the goal, that was it. It was game over. I think Germany have the edge because I don't think they'll play as bad as it did against France. They're going to raise their game. Sylvia Knight would have ran the rule over them. They'll be up for this one. They need to. It's kind of something to prove. That Sweden game you mentioned. Sweden were terrible. They had a bad tournament. I think Ivory Coast showed more intact in a tent when they got beat 10-0 than what Sweden did that day. And I can see Germany raising their game to another level. I think they've got a few more gears to go. American coach Jill Ellis has got a few decisions to make. She's got two players coming back from suspension. How do you fit them in after what probably was their best performance of the tournament, which doesn't say a lot? Abby Wambach, a leading all-time scorer in women's football, does she come back in? And yes, it's a few interesting little battles. It depends on who she picks as to, I think, what chance USA have.
I've read a few reports where predicting this will be a pretty tight affair between the two sides. If that's the case, and we even get into extra time, you mentioned the USA. I mean, even whether it's the men's team or the women's team, stamina and, you know, and fitness is something that's always a positive for them. Can Germany be fatigued after that previous 120 minutes?
It definitely could play an impact. Luckily for them, it was a bit of a cooler night in Montreal. The roof was on, so it wasn't as warm. If you look at the Japan-Australia game in Edmonton the other day, it was like somebody said it was 150 degrees Fahrenheit on the actual pitch. If it had been in that condition, then possibly even more. But I think Germany are up there with USA in terms of fitness and their stamina. The USA, they've got a reputation of being flat-track bullies. They will just sort of try and sort of pound you down. I think Germany are one of the teams that can sort of counterbalance that and really give them a game. So if it's close, I think if it goes to extra time, I think it's anyone's game. But I fancy Germany to get something in the first half. I think they'll come out a bit more of a positive attitude because they were caught on caught sleeping against France, and France came out of the box flying. I can see Germany try and do a similar thing and try and catch the USA out.
Yeah, you mentioned about goals there, and you mentioned Wambach, but I suppose on the German side of things, you're looking at a woman who's been in great form recently, scoring goals, and she's a nice price as well to score any time here. Celia Sasic, 17-10 to score a goal in this match. You know, three in the last two games she's scored already. You know, obviously, you go back to that match against the Ivory Coast, and she featured heavily in there as well. Didn't she get a hat trick in the 10-0 win? That looks a nice price.
Yeah, for the tournament's top scorer so far, that's not a bad price at all. And if anyone's going to get a chance, it's going to be Sasic. She's up front with Anya Mietag behind her, and they'll look to whip balls into the box. And it's going to be a real interesting battle between her and America's Julie Johnson to see who has the aerial challenge and who can win that. And whoever wins that battle, you could see that team winning and going through to the final.
So it's Germany for you then, who will end up in the final then?
I think so. That's where I'm leaning towards. USA, I think, having not played, they don't seem to click. It's not working. I think the changes that Jill Ellis might make sort of go against what worked for China. She's got Lauren Holliday to come back in centre midfield, and her and Carly Lloyd just haven't played well together. It's the old Gerard Lampard situation again for USA, and can they play together? And they've not shown that they can, and I think that might be to Germany's advantage.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.